the end of the last season before leaving school, I was cheeky enough to go across to Gloucester and was given my first United game at Cardiff, which was quite a remarkable experience to be in this huge stadium, Cardiff Arms Park as it was in those days. And I remember going down in the club train, because the club always used to hire a couple of compartments for the players, and I was sat in the corner. I hadn't got my school cap on, but there was a chap called Danny Evans who was had been a Welsh scrum half, and Danny said, "They've got some bloody school kid they've picked this week, he'll be murdered." And I was sat in the corner of the compartment shaking like a leaf. But anyway, the match, I can't remember a lot about the match, but it happened, and sort of my first time I put on a Gloucester shirt, albeit not a first team, was at Cardiff Arms Park, so that was rather special.
So what age were you then?
16.
Yeah.
And then later in that season, on a county day when Gloucester were a bit short, still the age of 16, Gloucester were playing the RAF, and I got picked in the first team at the age of 16, albeit nearly 17, about a fortnight short of it. But that was a great experience.
And when would that have been?
It was March the 12th, 1949.
Well done, John.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Which does prove that I was still 16, then, because I was born on the 20th of March, 1932. Yeah. I can remember, but I played against a chap named Lumsden. I think it was Lumsden.
Ian Lumsden,
who was captain of Scotland.
Yeah.
And marking this chap who was... I was only about 12 stone in those days. And he was about 14 and a half stone. And I was told he was an even timer, you know, over 100 metres, 100 yards. And I expect I didn't touch the ball for about 20 minutes. And my tongue was stuck to the roof of my mouth, you know, I was so dry. Anyway, it all came to life in the end. I'm sure we lost the match, but that's by the by. It was marvellous to put a Gloucester first team shirt on. Yeah.
And then, did you have in the Gloucester team with you?
Oh gosh, I can't remember a lot about it. I mean, people like Willie Jones, W.E. Jones, the old Glamorgan cricketer, he was outside half for Gloucester, but he was not playing because he was playing in the county match that day. So all the big boys were out.
I can tell you, Mike, if you'd like to look at that.
Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah, Pat Nichols. And the other guys, Roy Sutton, of course, and Mitchell, the halfbacks. Roy and I played centre together for years. Roy Parry was a great prop. I mean, he was no size at all, but he had a heart like a lion. And Meadows, yes. Sid Smart. Well, Sid Smart's father was on the committee.
Oh, yes.
And Alan Whiteley was the same. His dad was a committee man. And then there's Charlie Dunn, wing forward. Charlie Dunn was he's still alive, bless his heart. Amazing character. He's the only chap I owe money to. I still owe money to Charlie because we went on a rugby tour and I got broke playing cards and borrowed half a crown from him and I've never paid him back.
And you mean terrible. You came to that event recently at Kingshoe where Charlie was there and you still didn't pay him back?
I didn't pay him
back. Well, I suppose you didn't have a half crown on you, did you?
I told him about it. I'm sure he would have wanted interest. But a story about Charlie Dunn. We went up to play Blackheath and there was a chap called Swarbrick who was the England outside half. And whether Gordon Hudson, probably Gordon Hudson, was captain of the day, and he said to Charlie, "Nail Swarbrick." Well, Swarbrick was moved from outside half to inside centre to outside centre. In the end, he was playing on the wing and Charlie was still nailing him. He was a great player, wonderful tackler, yeah. So it's nice to see the team that on that first day.
Well, I still wouldn't want to be tackled by Charlie Dunn. Mind you, he'd probably do it with his stick now. Yeah. But.
Well, you must have heard the famous story about him that Saturday mornings he worked in the Gloucester Market, which was up by the main railway station as it was then, and the going rate for cleaning a cow was half a crown, and Charlie used to clean the cows, get his half crown, and he'd spit on his half crown and put it in his pocket, and some farmer was trying to be a bit smart and he gave him a florin, a 2 shilling piece instead. Charlie spat on the 2 shilling piece, put it in his pocket, picked up a shovel full of shit and put it back on the cow. The perfect true story. I don't know if you've heard that one before.
No.
He was a lovely chap. I mean, I think it's Boxing Day. One centre in Gloucester either had a walking race or a running race, and he won it. And he got a barometer, which he promptly sold and put the money into the kitty for another round of drinks, and then came down the afternoon and played at Gloucester. So he's lots of stories, I guess, about Charlie. Yeah, great friend. And coming back for this Legends connection which you've started last year, the first person I saw was Charlie, and he was so pleased to see me and I him. Oh, thank you very much, John. That's lovely to see that.
So did you just play the one game for the first team in that season?
Yeah.
48-49.
Played a few games for the United.
Yeah.
I say no great success. If any success I had was due to a chap called Steve Davis, S.H. Davis, who played... Well, he played for the county and he played for the Gloucester first team, but he was down in the United and he was playing centre alongside me. And he was such a brilliant footballer that when he flipped me a pass, I was in a gap. And I looked good because he was so good. So he did more for me than most people. Unfortunately, I didn't play a lot of first team rugby with him because he was really over the hill. Marvellous chap. He went to on holiday to West Wales, and he was on the beach and somebody was drowning out at sea, and he swam out to save them, and Steve was drowned and the other person was saved, and that was Steve's. Just a nice chap. Yeah, there we are.